Elder Yochanan, your certified spiritual advisor, is here to help you with your everyday life. A specialist in wealth, a specialist in success, a specialist in love, and a specialist in good fortune. The four supernatural blessings in your life. You can reach him at Elder Yochanan, Yochanan, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Now, here's Elder Yochanan.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we are again. Hello. Hello, it's good to be back. Good to be back. And there is so much happening, thank God. So much good and so much not so good, which is happening too. Well, what's happening good and what's happening not so good? Well, the good part is that we back. We back. We took a little vacation, and we thought around and saw around and did everything we could do. And then this thing about George Floyd popped up. Yeah. George Floyd is a man about 45 years old who was killed. He was killed by the Minneapolis St. Paul police. Now, I didn't see it. I wasn't there. I'm just hearing about it. I wouldn't look at it because it looked to be too gruesome for me. So I just didn't pay attention to it. But, let me go ahead. Now, the Hoodoo Terror, the George Floyd territory, the George Floyd story, a table reading. This is a detailed reading of the life of George Floyd. Now, who is he? He's a victim in police brutality charges against the Minneapolis police. Yep. He is a victim. Now, his name is what? George Floyd. F-L-O-Y-D. Now, in this reading, we will concentrate on the factors of his life leading up to his death. Now, we see and read the facts surrounding this current event, but we don't know it all. So what's the best way? Well, you know, we hoodoo. We are hoodoo. We go into the spirit, and the spirit tells us what will happen. Yeah, the spirit will tell us what will happen. See, you can't know it all. You look at it, you read it, and so much, and so, you know, go through hearing about it and whatnot, but you don't know it all except by going into the spirit. Then you learn everything about it. And you know what? That is what we're going to do. We are not going to sit around and pout about it and read and be, you know, ever so grateful and whatnot, moved up with it. We are going to go into the spirit. Now, the person we're going to use is Madame Regina LaRue. Madame LaRue, who is an accomplished hoodoo reader. An accomplished hoodoo reader. Madame LaRue will tell us what things happened during this and how we should look at this. Because some of this, we just don't understand. We just don't understand. We've been going by what we've been hearing, but we don't understand it. We don't understand it. This is something which is, I'm telling you, it's all over. It's in Europe. The people in Europe are marching about it. So I'm telling you, this thing is something big. Now, I must confess. Y'all can get me now. You confess. I confess to it. I was not going to deal with it. I was not going to deal with it. Because why? Well, because so much stuff is going on. So many people have said so much about it. I was not going to say anything. Anything whatsoever about it. I wasn't going to do nothing. I was just going to fold my arms and look at it. That's what I was going to do. I have to admit, I was just going to look at it. But something made me touch the situation and go ahead on with it. Something made me just listen to it. And it said, you know what, boy? You better talk about this. You better talk about this. Because ain't nobody going to talk about it like you is. No, ain't nobody going to do it. And you know what? Nobody has. Nobody has. I will use it no matter what. Yeah, I'll use it. I'll use it no matter what people say. I will go ahead and just think about it and leave it, put it in my pipe and smoke it because I thought it was something bad. I thought it was something which people did not need to hear. Yeah, I did. And I wasn't going to even pay attention to it. But, well, that just goes to show you. You think you know what to do, but people be knowing what to do before you do. And you know what I did? I decided to listen to it. I decided to go along with it. I decided to do something about it. And what I do? Well, this hoodoo reading of Mr. Floyd's story came forward, and I could not get shut of it. Now here I am talking on Mississippi, but I couldn't get shut of it. I could not get shut of it. Now, the reading itself came from Almighty God. See, this is a doing of the Spirit. This is something of the Spirit. It is not of me. It is from the Spirit. I'm going to just give it away. Give credit where credit is due. This is of the Spirit. This is of the Spirit. It is not of me. The Spirit of God brought this forward. And I advise you to listen to it. If you got any kind of sense in your mind or in your head, listen to it. Because I'll be asking questions. I'll be asking you questions too. But this thing is of Almighty God. Well, I tell you what. Let's go on. Let's go on, and we will start off with this. We sure will. We will listen to this. And we will go, well, an hour or two with it. So, but I will ask you questions, too. So be ready. Here. All right now. Here we go. But we're going to start with some music. We're sitting up here and we're waiting for Miss LaRue to come. But, well, she's just late. Well, there is one thing. Hold on. I don't know if she's listening, but if she is, she can call 516-418-5413. 516-418-5413. Now, that is the number. You call it number two if you need to. Okay? 516-418-5413. Now, that's the number to stop everything. You know, there is something everybody needs to know. There is something everybody needs to know, and that's number one. Why did this man die? Why did he die? Number two. Why was he killed? Why was he killed? And number three, where is he at right now? Where is he at right now? Now, those three questions are very, 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 very important. Those three questions need to be answered today. We need to know what the answer of those three questions is and what those three questions mean to us, because they have a mean to us too. Now, don't they? They mean something to you, don't they? Don't it? They mean something to you. Okay? Now, with everybody trying to call, Sister LaRue is going to come in. She's going to come on now. Going to come, I'm telling you. She's going to come. But there is something which you need to know. You need to know what the Spirit says, because he's gone on. Yeah, all that's, you know, he's dead. He's dead. So wherever he's at, he ain't suffering. All that's over. The people that killed him will get their due punishment in the time spent. Yeah, they'll get their due punishment. And it ain't going to mean nothing. It ain't going to mean nothing. But George Floyd is dead. He's at peace now. He's at peace now. So whatever you do, whatever we do, it is something which will help him. Something which will help him. Not something which will condemn him. Not something which will condemn us. But something which will help him. Now, every single one of you, every single one of you, need to know that death is not something all bad, disastrous, but it is something which is just a continuation of life in another realm. It is a continuation of life in another realm. You have to know it. You have to know it. Because why? one day you're going to be you. You're going to be looking at death. Yes, you will. You will be staring death eyeball to eyeball. And you need to know, praise the Lord, what it is and what it is not. Yeah. You need to know death. You need to know death. But there's what people say. There's what people say. Man, some of this thing of death. Some of this thing of death. People have got to know and have got to realize and have got to use. Because this death thing is really very important. Very important. Here's another song. Here's another one. Hold on. Madame LaRue will be here in a minute. Okay, all of you people, everybody that's listening, first of all, I want to pray. I want to pray for all the days that we go through this, because I think we need it. I think we need it. God of infinite mercy and goodness. Yes, God of infinite mercy and goodness. Almighty Lord, we beseech you, by your grace, assist our guardian angels and remove all evil influences so that we can concentrate from the bottom of our souls and elevate our thoughts. We ask with favor for that which is most suitable for all of the human race, so that our children will feel the desire to embrace each other with an arm of brotherly affection. Few of our merits, Lord, we are undeserving of your consideration. And we do not deserve your justice, but confiding in your parental love, we hope that you will grant to us your grace so that we will get what we deserve. We pray that you grant us conformity to our proofs, relief in our difficult times, resignation in our misfortunes, patience in our sufferings, forgiveness of our insults, deliverance from all evil passions and harmful influences, compassion for our enemies, consolation in our afflictions, prudence in our acts, the light, the divine light of truth, which illuminates the path that leads to supreme majesty, guided by the hand of our guardian angel who watches over us and helps us send our esteem to you. We ask relief and spiritual guidance for our fathers, brothers, friends, enemies, help for the sick, light of the souls in darkness of those that we are surrounded by, compassion for those who are misguided, mercy for the souls that suffer neglect by men, yet still seek our prayers. Indulgence for all who wear in the jails and prisons. And pardon for our persecutors. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we move on you. We move on you. We look to you and we hold you. For our sake we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, Lord, I tell you, we have prayed this prayer. Now, there is one more prayer which we will pray. Yeah, there is one more which we will pray, which is the Kaddish. Yeah, the Kaddish for mourners. Now, this prayer, Kaddish, it's a Jewish prayer, but if you hold on while I say this, it will do something for you. Oh, yeah, it'll do something for you. Okay, just hold on. Now, it don't take long, but just hold on. Yit Gadal Vayit Kadash Shemei Rabba Ama Divara Chirute Vayamli Machutei Bache ye chon, ubiom de me chon, uche ye de cho beit Israel ba agala ubizen karif ba imru amin. Yehe shemei rabba mavarat ulamin amaya. Yit barach ba yit para. Vayit Romam, Vayit Nasei, Vayit Hada, Vayit Halei, Yavayit Hala, Shemei Kedusha, Berichu, Elea, Menko, Bechata, Bashirata, Tushpichata, Banache Mata, Baamiya, Baalama, Baimru, Amin. Vayehi, Shalama, Rabah, Men Shemaya, Vachayim, Alehu, Vayah, Hoko, Israel, Baimru, Amen. Ose Shalom, Ben Ramaf, you. Hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'akol Yisrael ba'imu amen. Now in English, glory sanctified be God's great name throughout the world, through which he created according to his will. May he be established, his kingdom in your lifetime and during your days and within the lifetime of being higher of the entire house of Israel, speedily and soon, and say Amen. May his great name be blessed forever and to all eternity, blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded, be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he beyond all hymns and prayers and praises and consolations that are ever spoken in the world, and some say, and say Amen. May he be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for Israel, and say Amen. He who creates peace in his celestial heights, may he create for us and for all of Israel, and say Amen. Amen. Now, the reason for that prayer, now people pray that when people die, they think you should pray something dead and hurt, rough and bound, but there's nothing bad in that prayer. No, nothing. There's nothing bad in it. The only thing about this, that it's all good. Yeah, it is all good. And some people just don't believe it. But in that prayer, some of it is given to God. It's given to us. Now, there's one thing going on here. Even though Madame LaRue is not here, I'm going to give out some messages. Yes, I am. I'm going to give out some messages to certain people who ask for certain messages be given them. Now, when I give out these messages to the people, I ask all of you to be with me in prayer. Will you do that, please? Will you be with me in prayer for it, okay? Now, 301, this is Papa Say. Hello.
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 Hi, Papa.
Oh, what Hi, do Papa. You wish? Okay, what is your prayer?
My prayer is for good health.
Okay, good health. Are you... Huh.
If I'm what?
I'm just looking at you. You asked for good health because good health
yes.
isn't there. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Are you burdened by something?
Pardon me?
Are you burdened by something? Something with your health?
A little. Sometimes my ear.
You say what?
Sometimes it's my ears. You feel like pressure in the ears.
Okay.
Balance a bit off.
Okay. Okay. Hmm. Does it seem like you hurt in the morning or in the evening?
Well, it varies. Sometimes it can be in the morning. Sometimes all of a sudden you'll feel like fullness in the air or ringing in the ears, but it's not as bad as it used to be.
Oh, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I want you to take your index finger and put it on it. Touch it right now. Put your index.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, we're happy to be back. We'll try to use another person, okay? Another one. We'll try to use 770. 770. Let's go. Let's see if we got you. Okay, 770. Okay, 770. Hello?
Hello. Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Yeah, we just had an earthquake here, but I was a little shook, you know,
what?
But I'm okay now. Yeah.
What? You just had an earthquake? Lord
yeah,
have mercy.
Yeah, 3.9, yeah.
What?
So.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Lord delivered you. Lord
yeah.
brought you through.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Brought you through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He brought you through. Now, what can I help you with today?
Well, I want to know if I'm going to be granted the, I went for a loan.
You want to know if you're going to be granted a what? A loan?
Loan, yes. I happen to heard from them as well.
Okay, yeah, you will be. You'll be granted a loan. You'll be granted a loan. That'll be within about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
In about 2 weeks, you'll be hearing something about it. Don't be afraid. Just go ahead and use it. Okay?
Yes.
Just go ahead and use
yes.
it. I see a plankton around you. I see a plankton around you. A green plankton.
A green plankton.
Take that green plankton and fry it and eat
okay.
it. Fry it
okay.
and eat it. That is of the Lord. That's a sign. Girl, that's a
okay.
sign. That's a good sign. That's
right.
a good sign. Fry it and eat it. And then
okay.
you don't, well, don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. While you are eating that plantain, while you're eating, you just see money coming to you.
Okay.
Just see money coming. That's all. Just see money coming. And
right.
when you're through with it, that money will start to swell up in you. You will feel
uh-huh.
that money. You'll feel it
uh-huh.
in your gut. You'll feel it in your gut. That's all. You will feel. You will know that is yours. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, is there anything
okay.
else?
No.
Is there anything
no,
else?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you too, Papa. Say thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes, Lord. The Lord uses people and things. people, and things. If you don't know what a plankton is, and some of you might not, a plankton is like a banana. It is like a banana. In fact, it's a cousin to a banana. But the plankton can be eaten either when it's green or when it's yellow. Now, when it's green, it is sort of like a, how can I put it, like a potato. Yeah, potato is the best way to put it. It's like a potato when you eat it. And when it's green, it is sweet. It is sweet. Now, the plantain, by having those two quarters, those two different types of eating or so forth with it, can be used for different things. Yeah. It can be used for one of those two different things. The green part can be used for money getting. It will just produce money and build it up and, you know, cause money to swell in a person. Now, the yellow one is also for money. But it is money already there. Can you see? Can you dig it? It is for money already there. Now, there is certain people, well, even the peel of a plantain can be used. The good is for one thing, and the conscription part is another. The good is made from the yellow, but the other part, the green, can be used to build up a thing. So even fruit, which is something, it's something we eat. It's something we eat, can be used for certain things too. Okay, can be used for certain things. Now, let's try to get back to this lady that was here before, which we had, you know, lost her. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Papa.
Okay, we got you back. We got you back.
Okay.
Now, okay, put your finger in your ear. Put your finger on
okay.
it and pull it out. Pull it out. Now, with God, not God, but an angel, has gone and has really, really moved that condition. He has really removed that condition. So don't worry about a thing. Go ahead and use it. Don't worry about a thing. Go ahead and use it. That is a conscription from Almighty God that He is handling it. Okay? He is handling it. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry because
okay.
The Lord has you in His hand. Yes, He does. He has you in His hand grip. You are under His power. You are under His load. You will be able to hear better. Now, watch what I tell you. And I look for you to call me back either on Monday, either on Tuesday or Friday. Call us back on Tuesday or Friday and let us know when and how it's taking place, okay?
Okay, yes, I need to speak to you also.
Okay, we're waiting. We're waiting for you. Okay? Go up. God
okay.
bless you and God keep you.
Same to you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, Madame LaRue didn't make it. She didn't make it. We don't know why. We don't know why, but Madame LaRue didn't make it. Well, hopefully she will. She will make it. I hope nothing went bad. Hope not. Well, she should try. We should try another thing. Well, there's nothing else we can do. Nothing else we can do. But with certain things, I guess we can do all right. I guess we can do a... Well, let's try some music. A little music. Well, it is 4 o'clock. Oh, boy, we better get out of here. Well, I'm looking for you Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. Well, Madame LaRue didn't make it then. Well, maybe she'll get in here then. Maybe she will be here Tuesday or Thursday at 7 o'clock. Okay, well, okay then. So, well, all thing I can say is God bless you and God keep you. And until he meets again, till we see him, may he take care of you very, very.